You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Rich in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Rich?
Hey, listen, I just have an opinion, so guys, don't shout me out, okay?
That's all it's about. Go ahead.
I hear you. Before Rich. I get to the Mets, you know, it's February. What teams on paper are going to win the World Series? Let's just give the Dodgers the World Series, not even play the season.
It doesn't work that way, you know.
I know. Yep. All right. But let's also say that who thought the Arizona Diamondbacks in a division with the Dodgers, Giants, and the Padres were going to get to the World Series?
It's true. That's
another point.
Nobody.
Now, Rich, hold on, Rich. Before Rich, one sec. It is a little different in the sense. Now, you're right. Literally, the difference is going into the season, baseball people knew that the Diamondbacks had prospects who are ready to explode. Nobody really thinks that about the Mets who are going to start the season on the opening day roster. That's a big difference.
Right. Okay, granted. I'll give you a positive twist on the Mets because I'm a Mets fan since the Seaver days.
Okay.
So there's a lot of inside motivation here, I think. First of all, you got Pete working on a big money year. Marte wants to prove he can play like he did, and he's a heck of a player when he's healthy. You have the kids that want to prove that they can stay, Beatty, Vientos, Alvarez. You got Severino, you know, he could come back and be something special. And you got Lindor. Now, I talk about Lindor. He's got MVP possibilities.
No, stop with the MVP. He's never going to sniff an MVP. Would you stop? He's not winning the MVP, Rich.
Come on. Possibilities. All right, let me make my point about Lindor.
Go for
not
it.
Gonna like this
Go for it.
He should be the New York Mets captain. Now, hear me out. He was in spring training 2 weeks before he was supposed to be helping Vientos by his own volition. He also, when you watch the games, who's the guy that comes to the mound and pumps up the pitchers? It's Lindor. Lindor is a teammate guy.
Yep. Well, Nimmo's not going to run in from left field to pump up the pitcher. I mean,
well,
center
that's
field.
True. That's true. But Nimmo's not a vocal guy. Lindor is. I think you got to give that to Lindor.
I will agree, and thank you for the call. I will agree that there are two potential captains on this team. I felt this way last year. I feel it even more now. I think one has separated himself. It's Nimmo and Lindor. If you go back to the pre-All-Star break conversation last year that Nimmo was having about Lindor was having about Nimmo, I saw two leaders there, and I do think Lindor is the better player of the two, and it's unquestioned. He is the more established player, and certainly the more upside. Like, Lindor could win an MVP if everything goes right. Nimmo is not just an MVP player. But Lindor, for whatever reason, BT, has not taken the reins of that clubhouse. He has not stepped into that leadership role, and I think Nimmo is closer to doing so than Lindor. But it's between those two guys. It is not Pete Alonso.
Listen. I wasn't even going to get into the Lindor stuff, but and let's just establish one thing because we don't need to waste time. Lindor is obviously a very good player. Please hear me. He's not the player that you thought you were getting from the Guardians. He's not. And the numbers bear that out. I mean, his average has dropped 30 points from what he did in Cleveland to what he's done with the Mets. His OPS has dropped 55 points from Cleveland versus now. And the problem, and, you know, when you don't have a lot of offense around him, and they don't, at least the bottom third of the lineup's been an albatross for years with the Mets here, when he starts and he's, you know, 203 in April, or he has a May that bleeds into June, a five-week run where he's hitting 196, like, you can't recover from that as a team. And one of my biggest gripes with Lindor, first was his attitude, but he fixed that right away with with the Javi Baez stuff. And I think he's a great guy. And I do think he projects more of a leadership stuff, at least stuff that the guys will resonate, that will resonate with the team more so than Nimmo. I look at Brandon, I look at Brandon Nimmo, who I also respect. To me, Brandon Nimmo just feels like a fake hustle guy. He just does. I mean, what is this, dude? What are you, seven, sprinting out of first base? Give me a break. You're not Pete Rose. What are you doing?
That's his game. What do you mean, fake hustle?
Oh,
the guy's a hustler.
He does hustle. Then steal some bases, hustle.
Oh, my God. And not to bring a Matt Yankee thing. If a Yankee did that, you'd be like, oh, he's the greatest center fielder in the game. I know. Brandon Nimmo's no Trent Grisham. I mean, come on, BT.
No,
Sal. You're going to get on for hustling a first base. That's his thing. Like, do I love it? Would I do it? No.
Okay.
But I don't think it's fake.
Well, what is it actually? Let's investigate that for a moment. What does it actually do? Beside, create the visual that you're playing hard, which he does. I'm not trying to be unfair, but in that moment, creating an unrealistic, max effort situation where if you got on a Learjet and actually were able to zoom from home to first, it still wouldn't impact the play. You're walking. What are we doing?
Here's what it shows me, that he's into the at-bat, that he's into the game. He works in a bat. Oh, no, it's true. He works in a bat,
ball
four, throw the bat and run down to first base. Again, I don't care if he walks there or not, but it shows that he's into the game. And that's not even something, to me, it's so insignificant. Would I do it? No, but that's his thing. And he wants to do it. That makes him that makes him different. It's everything else that he does. The guy gives a good at-bat. He's had more power. He squares it up. He plays his ass off. He's learned to become a better defensive player. I always thought Brandon Nimmo would be a fourth outfielder. He turned himself into an everyday major leaguer in center field.
And now he's out of center field because he's not good.
Well, he's best suited for left field.
Because he's not good in center because
he's a corner outfielder.
Okay, I got you. We agree on that. Listen, I wouldn't have even brought up the fake hustle stuff. Only reason I bring it up is because I disagree. I think that Lindor is the player that everybody goes to. Now, maybe not everybody, but that is the guy. When I look in the dugout and I watch the Mets every night, who do I see communicating with the young hitters about the previous at bat? It ain't Pete, that's for sure. It ain't Nimmo. It's your shortstop. And I respect that. And it took him a little while to feel himself, to understand what's required maybe to play every day in New York. But me saying that he's fallen a little short of the superstar that I thought you were getting, he's a borderline star. He's certainly an all-star at shortstop. He's not a superstar. That's just my opinion. Versus a guy who is a good player and a scrapper, but I don't think anybody really, really relates to. I don't think guys on the team look at Brandon Nimmo sprinting down to first base. They're like, man, I got to replicate that guy. I think the younger players look at Lindor and they say, I want to be that guy. That's the difference.
Lindor. Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Lindor should be the leader. I, for whatever reason, maybe it's New York, maybe it's the slow start that he got off to, or the rough start that he got off to, not just on the field, but also with the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a part of it. I'm not sure what's holding him back, but I've seen more leadership. Look, I love Lindor. I loved him. I think he's been underrated the last couple of years, criminally underrated, to the point where, Beltran, the same thing. Lindor should have been an all-star two times. He's arguably the best shortstop in baseball.
Beltran was so much better as a Met than Lindor. It's not even close.
Well, Beltran's underrated, and that's
Beltran's
the point.
Beltran's a Met Hall of Famer. Lindor's barely an all-star.
No, now you, first of all, that's not what my point was.
Oh, okay.
You understand Beltran had a rough first year as a Met, right?
He had 16 home runs. Remember it well. I was on SNY,
right.
Of course.
Okay. So Lindor also did. You also understand that the Met fan never warmed up to Beltran for whatever reason and underappreciated him.
Well, that's
right?
Their fault. That ain't my problem. That's not understanding who a superstar is when he's on your TV screen every single night.
That's the parallel here between the two. I'm not saying Lindor is the player of Carlos Beltran. I'm saying he's criminally underrated and underappreciated by Met fans, the same way Carlos Beltran.
But can I push back a little bit? I hear you. I hear what you're saying. But I don't know if you could be criminally underrated when you're not a superstar. Beltran was a superstar, so I understand the notion that he was criminally underrated. I agree with you. When he had 16 home runs that first year, we thought, wow. And then he was a Hall of Famer as a Met. Lindor is not a superstar. I don't think, and he's a star. He's a star. But if
he's
not
the best
super...
shortstop in baseball.
No, he's
I mean,
not.
You argue
oh, stop.
He's...
Trey, stop. He's not the best shortstop in baseball.
He is. He's top three, minimum.
Well, that's
minimum.
Different. He's not the best. He's top three, top four.
Oh, top three. Well, it's subjective. I think he's the best. Okay. Who do you think's better?
Well, I think Corey Seager's better, first of all. And I think Trey Turner's better.
Yeah. Well, I think you're wrong. I happen to think Lindor
is. I think
Lindor
you're wrong.
But the point is, it's subjective. Okay, so we're nitpicking. So at worst case, you say Lindor's a top three shortstop in the sport, right?
All I'm saying is I don't think you can criminally underrate somebody who's not a superstar. Like, I think the affection that Lindor gets is commensurate with the player that he is. That's all I'm saying. Don't say it.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you're picking apart Francisco Lindor, a guy who plays every single
day.
Well,
because if he hits 203 in April and May and the Mets don't have a lot around them, you're done. Your season's over. That's what happens every year with them.
Yeah, 31-98 last year. 26-107 before that.
I understand that.
What did Corey Seager do?
I don't have his stats in front of me. I know what he did in the World Series a couple of years ago.
He did 33-88 and 33-96.
Okay, but
now obviously his batting average is off the charts this year at .327.
Exactly.
He had a big year. Yeah, okay, but that's 1 year. It's 1 year. It's career .292 hitter.
Okay, what's Lindor's career average? It's not .292.
Yeah, and by the way,
it's not .282.
Lindor's been in the league. Let's see here. Can you pull up one of the numbers? Because I got to go back and forth here.
What do you need me to pull up? Tell me what you need. Who do you want?
Lindor career .274, and that is off of having a couple of down years. The last 2 years have not been bad for him. .270 and then .254.
See, all I'm saying is this. Again, I like Lindor.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know why you minimize. Here's what I have a problem with, and this is the God's honest truth here.
Go ahead.
Every Yankee you build up to, like, you're the greatest thing.
I'm talking about the Yankees.
I know, but you have to understand where the Met fan would have an issue here.
All right.
You talk about Trent Grisham like he's Willie effing Mays.
He's the best defensive
fielder. And yet you talk about Francisco Lindor.
He's a great fielder.
I understand that. Not once have you said Francisco Lindor is a great fielder.
I think he's a very good
fielder. He's a great defensive shortstop who plays every single day and plays well.
I don't understand.
Well, the Mets have a lot of problems. Lindor's not one of them.
No, I'm not saying he's a problem, but he's not as much of the answer as people think. Sal, he's been here 3 years. 3 years, he hit .230, .270, .254.
Right.
That's not me making numbers up.
He's hit
and by
with
the
power.
Way, Sal, and by the way, two of the 3 years they've lost. And by the way, two of the 3 years, his OPS has been below .800. So you can create whatever superstar. I mean, he's good.
I never said superstar. I said he's a top shortstop in the sport. He plays every day. He's a great defensive player. And he's a guy who's hitting 25, 30 home runs, driving at 100 runs.
Can I ask you a question?
Do you want him to hit 50 and 130?
No. I'm not saying that. But it's a little wacky. I know. It's not Ozzie Smith. And I'm not even sure Volpe should have won it. I get that. I'm not just trying to battle. But, I mean, if he's such an amazing shortstop, can he win a gold glove with the Mets?
Oh, but the voters have it out for Francisco Lindor.
They're not going to vote him the gold glove. Why not? Maybe because he's not the best. Maybe that's why.
That's part of the argument that he's underrated and he should have been an all-star the last 3 years.
Underrated.
Yeah, BT.
Yes,
there's
sir.
There's no place in the world that anybody would take Anthony Volpe defensively over Francisco Lindor. There's none. So I don't care who's voting for it. Rob Manfred, Aaron Boone, Ozzie Smith. I don't give a crap who's voting for it. If you watch baseball, there is no way you could tell me Anthony Volpe is a better defensive shortstop than Francisco Lindor.
I'm not saying that.
That should diminish what the gold glove is.
No, but
it's
I'm not even bringing Volpe into it. But since you do, what I will say is a guy who has...
No, you talked about the gold glove with Volpe. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
No, I understand. But so if Volpe is ever as good as Lindor... I'll be stunned and I'll be pleasantly thrilled. I mean, there's no doubt. I'm not going to try to bury the lead here, but you know, I do know that one guy's making $700,000 and one guy's making $32,000. So I expect a lot more out of the guy who's making $32,000 in Queens than the kid who, you know, basically just graduated a New Jersey high school, Del Barton, 5 years ago and went 20-20 as a rookie and won the Gold Glove.
Right, but the point was not about Volpe versus Lindor. There is no comparison with the two players, as you know. Or the contract, as you know. The point was you brought up a gold glove to diminish Lindor when, on his worst day, he's a better defensive shortstop than Anthony Volpe.
Listen, I like the guy. I'll even give you, because you're leading today, I'll give you the last word here. I'm just saying, I like Lindor in superstar. That's all I'm saying.
But I agree with that. That's okay.
Okay. Well, there we go.
I agree with that.
What are we doing the last 7 minutes there?
I think we're nitpicking at certain things here.
That's what we do with the Yankees and the Mets. Yeah. That's what makes it fun. It's all good.
All right, Pete.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.